All right, folks, Mike is not going to join us. We're going to go right to Tom Littleton. But he did want me to mention that there is a website called ColoradoRecounts.com. ColoradoRecounts.com. .org. All right, they gave me the wrong website. ColoradoRecounts.org. And I guess they are trying to raise some money here in the next few days for a recount. ColoradoRecounts.org, if that is of interest to you. All right, listen, folks, we just got 8 pallets of freeze-dried food stacked 6 feet tall, about 6 feet tall, 8 pallets in last week. I was just walking through the room that's got it all stacked in there, and this evening, before I came on the air, checking inventory, we have plenty. The guys are keeping up. I talked to them today, 100 degrees plus here today in Memphis, AC in the building, but they kept opening the doors and loading the trucks, and they were sweating like crazy. These guys work really hard to get your orders out. Please be patient. It says right on the website, 3 to 4 weeks from the time you place your order. It's not because we don't have the inventory. It's because we have two people that fill those orders for us. Workers are hard to come by, workers that you can trust, workers that will show up, workers that will do the job right. And we have two good ones. I wish we had 4, but we have 2. And don't email me saying you want a job. If you don't live in the Memphis area, it's not worth moving here for doing that job, all right? But It's not that we don't have the supplies. It's the time to get them out. If you order, and Logan, if you want to go to the screen, wvwtvstore.com, and show them 3 months, 6 months, however many, whatever the kit is you want to order. If you order the 6 month or the year, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of boxes, okay? It takes time to pack that up. But please, go to wvwtvstore.com to get your order in. I don't know what they're planning for this fall, and I'm not going to go into a lot of details as to my personal preparations, but I will tell you, I am making extra special preparations for this fall that are not normal. I'm going a little bit above and beyond normal preparations because I'm very concerned about what these morons have planned, these devilish, debased, darken-hearted people have planned for the fall. So I'm not just whistling Dixie here, folks, or selling you product. I don't hardly ever sell something that I haven't used first and didn't see a need for it. Freeze-dried food, I ordered enough for my family for 6 months back in April of 2013. Then, after I mentioned it on the air in 2016, I didn't even mention it until 2016. I kept it quiet. When I did, my phone lines, text, email, whatever, lit up. Where'd you get it? What'd you get? Can we get it? So we said, you know what, we'll become distributors and use it to help supplement our broadcast network and all of our bandwidth shows, the bandwidth bills, thousands of dollars a month to put out free programming. And so we are a distributor. It has a 25-year shelf life. But this is something I did about 3 years myself before I ever became a distributor. And then, of course, I've added way more than 6 months. And like I said, I'm not going into specific details, but I've added in some other security measures going into the fall because I'm so concerned. And if nothing happens, those security measures will still be there if they're ever needed. So I'm telling you, folks, I wouldn't be fooling around. You do what you want. If you need another flat screen television, then you go spend your discretionary income on that, whatever you want, or another cruise or trip or whatever. Me, I'm not interested in going on a cruise, never been on one, have no plans to go on one. But if you guys want to go do that kind of thing, that's great. I'm sure they're fun. But I would be tightening my budget and finding a way to be self-sufficient and not under the government's thumb. And that's exactly what we're talking about here when we talk about emergency supplies, whether it's freeze-dried food or the other emergency supplies we have. You can buy it elsewhere. I know that. Thank you for buying it from us. It is a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com. You should buy it while we have the inventory. There have been times where we could not get the inventory and we had to wait. Now we're able to get it in really good quantities, and we actually bit the bullet and bought way more than we thought we would need because we're trying to get ahead of the curve. So again, we're trying to keep it in stock, be ahead of the curve, so that we can keep filling orders as fast as we are. It's not that we don't have the supplies or inventory. We do. It's the time it takes to pack it up due to the volume we're doing. So please, get in line, wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. Joining me now is Tom Littleton. Tom joins us from time to time for what we like to call Religious Trojan Horse Update. I wrote a book several years ago called Religious Trojan Horse. Then I wrote one called The Coming Religious Reich. But I wrote a book several years ago called Religious Trojan Horse. Well, that's kind of what we call our updates with Tom Littleton, the Religious Trojan Horse Update. I don't pay attention a lot to what happens in the evangelical realm because the evangelical establishment is really like the Titanic. It's sunk. So stop bailing. It's over. It's sunk. The evangelical establishment as we know it is over. It's over. They have been compromised. They have been penetrated. That doesn't mean there aren't legitimate churches, legitimate Christians. We know that's not the case. The Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against the true church, right? But what we call evangelicalism today, it's over. Put a fork in it. We used to be a powerful movement. Remember the Moral Majority? Remember the Christian Coalition? Remember all these organizations? They actually had clout. They have now been penetrated. The globalists, the elitists, the Islamists, the red-green axis realized they have to take down what they said. And I got this from two retired CIA agents. They said the last line, this was back in 2018, they said to me, Brandon, at my dinner table at my house, Brandon, the last line of defense that these groups need to penetrate are the evangelicals. Well, they've done it. The evangelicals now, the biggest institutions in America, some of them, evangelical organizations, are promoting open borders. They're promoting the COVID shot. They're promoting the booster. They're promoting the World Economic Forum. They are promoting people and calling them Christian leaders that are like Jim Wallis, known neo-Marxist. I'm telling you, folks, it's over for the evangelical establishment, not for Christians, not for the true church. But from time to time, we do updates so that you can be warned about these people because they have sucked in many of your family and friends. So joining me to talk about that for a few minutes tonight is Tom Littleton. Tom, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you, Brennan. I'm not getting a video feed. I hope everything's okay on your end.
We can see you just fine. You look great. What do you make of my opening little commentary there before you came on?
Well, yeah, I fully agree that it's almost like doing the postmortem on institutional evangelism and the institutional church. We've just gone so far down the line. And it's mostly because our leaders, like you said, they've been in bed with the World Economic Forum, many of them for years, as you just reported on Billy Graham's daughter last week. I think she's been involved with World Economic Forum since 2006, at least. So that's part of what I'm talking about tonight. There's a new partnership to bring this even more advanced and more developed. So big problems, not a lot of hope for the church. People have got to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves on this stuff and keep their ear to the ground.
Okay, I absolutely agree. So let's talk about what's going on. It has to do also with monkeypox, right?
Right. There was a Religion News Service article that was rolled out last week, and it is about they're interviewing a couple of people from World Health Organization and also Religions for Peace. Now, this Religions for Peace organization is actually put out a webinar on the monkeypox outbreak. They are actually working directly with the World Health Organization in this partnership to coordinate the religious community, religious leaders. This is a multi-faith, interfaith effort. They're coordinating the response to monkeypox. So basically, they, as we saw with COVID-19, there were many evangelical leaders like Rick Warren, Ed Stetzer, Russell Moore, the head of the NIH, National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins. These guys all rallied to push the propaganda, which many people, took much more seriously at that time. But what's actually happening with the monkeypox narrative is that they're afraid that, like HIV and AIDS, those things were stigmatized because of it being originating from the gay community and it mostly being spread by the gay community. So they're looking back across how they responded to HIV and AIDS, and they're actually proactively, through this partnership of Religions for Peace and the World Health Organization, they're commissioning religious leaders to step in and handle the stigma, to divert the stigma. The World Health Organization wants to be able, I'll read it here, they want to be able to recommend approaches that are approved and informed by faith. So, we know a week into this monkeypox thing, it was clear they're rolling out the pandemic, I think, to start pushing another vaccine. And I know we're all kind of speculating where this is going, but we do know there's a vaccine and that the gay community is now calling for it. But there was a huge, in Belgium, there was a huge bondage fetish organ event that became the sort of the super spreader for the monkeypox. And so all these people were breaking out in I think 85,000 strong from all over the world had gathered for this event. So they immediately saw with the World Health Organization, if they weren't careful, this thing, as they rolled out the fear mongering, that they would have a backlash against the gay community who were obviously spreading it. It is my understanding that 98% of those who have been reported with it are from the gay community. So the ties to this event and to another event in a sauna in Spain. But here's what's going on with this Religions for Peace and the World Health Organization partnership. It says, we are reminding church leaders, synagogues, mosques, temples, and other faith communities of the importance of dwelling on helping people who are unwell and not judging them or how they may have gotten the disease. There is no shame in having a disease. And so we need to deal with the health crisis, and particularly the work from HIV and AIDS that many of you have been involved in over the decades, support to people living with HIV and addressing stigma and discrimination. This is the guy, Andy Seal from the World Health Organization. That kind of experience is critical for how we start to really think about monkeypox. So on this case, it's not just them spreading the disinformation in real time with evangelical leaders. They're actually getting ahead of this, and they're commissioning faith leaders, and in particular, evangelical leaders in America, to roll out the narrative, to reduce the stigma, make sure people are not discriminated against, and to buffer the gay community from being bearing the brunt of the spread of it being through their behavior. Of course, the CDC
has... But don't you find it...
Go ahead.
But don't you find it interesting that the... Don't you find it interesting that the World Health Organization, like so many of these groups, World Economic Forum, World Health, Health Organization, of course, they all run in concert together. They're just so tripping over themselves to penetrate the evangelical world, aren't they?
They really are. And what's so sad about this is, you know, we've seen this going on for at least about the last 3 years on an unprecedented level. But guys like Rick Warren and others lay the groundwork for it. You know, and their work with global health initiatives, with you know, with the Gates Foundation taking funding from all this. So they really see us as key to turning this narrative the way they want it. And so I believe in the end, you know, this is all about fear mongering, and yet they still have to kind of control the narrative. So evangelical leaders in America are a key part of that. We saw that with the pandemic, the response, and with the vaccine. And now we're even seeing it, as I said, getting ahead of the curve with monkeypox.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else you need to tell us?
Well, I did include in the article, which is on 30 pieces of silver, some of the history that's going on with the CDC.
Just let me promote that real quick. 30piecesofsilver.org is his website to find this full article, 30piecesofsilver.org.
Yeah, and I did put some of the CDC responses because it's really sad to see that obviously they know how this is being spread among the gay community. And they're not willing to tell them they shouldn't have sex. They're offering, you know, alternatives to gay sex through safer forms, and then informing them they need to wash their paraphernalia and sex toys and things like this. But it just shows you how politicized this issue is, even as it's being rolled out. I understand that the people from the gay community are lining up in major cities all over the place to get this vaccine. And of course, it's been politicized as they demand a faster response and a quicker rollout of the vaccine. But nobody bothers to say, hey, you guys really shouldn't be doing what you do because this is how this stuff is spreading.
Yeah, well, that would be politically incorrect and intolerant and bigoted, right?
Right, right. So they want evangelical leaders to stand in and be the buffer, help with the propaganda. And then, of course, they want the church to come around and sort of pick up the pieces for all the people who are suffering, which By the way, you know, I worked among AIDS patients for years in New York during the height of the AIDS epidemic. It was very sad to see. And that's when I first learned how criminal it was to politicize health issues and healthcare, and for people to be restrained from being able to speak the truth. And for the church, we need to be able to have the gospel. And if we're going to care for souls, we need to be able to share the real hope that they can find in Jesus. So they're going to be unable to do that, because that would be judging people and providing disinformation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great update, as always. Look forward to your next one. We don't look forward to it because it's usually not good news, but we want to be alert and aware of what's happening. You know, the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts said, beware of those men who've risen from within to draw away the disciples after themselves. And indeed, there's a lot of them that have risen from within mainstream evangelicalism. And sadly, a lot of our family and friends have been deceived by them, haven't they?
They really have. And it's happening very fast. So thanks for putting this stuff out there and for your audience being able to spread the word.
Thank you. 30piecesofsilver.org, 30piecesofsilver.org.